If you always do what you've always done, you'll always get what you've always got. That has to be the favorite expression of the president of Congregation Beth Adam. Regularly, he offers up that quote to challenge the board, to challenge the congregation, even the staff, to think outside the box, to remember that even though we have had many successes over the history of our congregation, that simply repeating the patterns of the past will only result in what we've already achieved. Contained within that simple phrase is the recognition that the world is always changing. Even in the 29 years since Congregation Beth Adam was established, the Jewish community has evolved. People's needs, patterns of affiliation, demographics, even technology has changed. If we are to serve the Jewish community as it is now, 2009, we need to continue to create anew, examine what we've done, perhaps even sacrifice some of our own sacred cows to create something new, something different, something that will serve an evolving community. It seems to me that Michael Steinhardt holds a similar view. If you don't know Steinhardt by name, perhaps you know him as the philanthropist who established Birthright, the program which underwrites college-age students going to Israel for free. Recent studies have demonstrated that Birthright has indeed had positive impact upon young Jews, strengthening identity, building connections with each other and with Israel. At a recent meeting at which the success of Birthright was being discussed, Steinhardt spoke for a few moments, and his comments were very revealing. He talked about how when Birthright was established, there was pushback. Steinhardt said that Birthright, when it was started, was overwhelmingly disliked by the institutional Jewish world. He continued by saying that most things that are going to change the world are at their inset disliked. Steinhardt wasn't speaking in the abstract. He was speaking about what is necessary if the Jewish community is going to face the future and be successful. He was willing to acknowledge a reality that most people don't want to face. That change requires pain. It requires difference. It requires dispute. It requires argument. So often in the organized Jewish community, there is a sense that one should not rock the boat. No one should ask the difficult questions. As one who has challenged conventional thinking among the organized Jewish world, I can tell you, most people don't appreciate the difficult questions. But more than being simply annoyed, too many within the organized Jewish community aren't willing to make the necessary and, yes, difficult changes that are required to create Jewish organizations, programs, congregations that speak to a new generation. Noam Neusner, in an article in the Jewish Forward, in which he critiqued Jewish philanthropic organizations for the lack of vision and leadership, put it this way. He said, "There is no reward without some measure of risk. Yet many Jewish donors still give to the same old causes, the same old institutions, in the same old ways." Neusner, Steinhardt, the president of Beth Adam, Mark Hyman, are all saying the same thing. In order to have a strong and vital Jewish future, we need to stop simply repeating the patterns of the past. Take some risk. Try something new. My hope is that here at Beth Adam and at OurJewishCommunity.org, our online congregation, we will always be willing to let go of the past in order that we can move into the future. I'm Robert Barr, Rabbi of Congregation Beth Adam. And to watch the video of Steinhardt's remarks, visit our Facebook page at facebook.com/OurJewishCommunity. And as always, thanks for listening.